Sounded. This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net here at CES 2007. I'm here with Corey Smith of ESPNRadio.com, right?
That's right.
Product manager, correct?
That's right.
Corey, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Corey, we're here at CES in front of the ESPN booth. I didn't even know ESPN had a booth here at CES until I was passing by. What are you guys doing here?
We're just kind of showcasing some of our new technologies and how we're implementing with the latest and greatest things that are out there. We have we've partnered with EA Sports for some of our video games. We have ESPN 360, which is our on-demand and content for some of our videos. And then we have our podcasting as well, which we launched back in last April of 2006.
Now, the relationship with ESPN and EA Sports, tell us a little bit about that.
Basically, you know, EA is one of the leaders in video games, and we like to think that ESPN is a leader in sports content, so it's just kind of a natural partnership. So we've partnered with them, and it's a pretty interactive, it's a cool feature that once you're playing these games and you're logged into the internet, you can get live ESPN updates while you're playing the games.
Right.
So you have both video content, SportsCenter, and some other clips, and podcasting from a lot of different shows that are available as well.
I know you guys implemented that with NBA Live. You guys had, you could watch SportsCenter, like you mentioned before. You could get podcasts going on over there. With NCAA, with March Madness, with the new one coming out, are you guys implementing those same things with that game as well?
Yeah, we're pretty much trying to implement it across the board on all of our sports games.
Okay.
So, it'll be available on all of them.
Now, I'm a fan of your site. I constantly go to ESPN.com, checking on the Warriors and the Niners and the Giants. Those are my teams. I'm from the Bay Area. What I've noticed about your guys' site is that you guys have implemented blogs, podcasts. You know, I subscribe to your daily podcast. Also, Eric Carabell's Fantasy Football Podcast. I subscribe to that. Helped me get to the Super Bowl in my fantasy league, and I won the damn thing.
Oh, great.
Let's talk about some of the changes you made with PodCenter and podcasting. Where do you think that's going with your site, with ESPN.com in general?
Yeah, we're really proud of all of our podcast initiatives. Right now, we currently have about 24 podcasts that we're offering, both national podcasts and some local podcasts that we're offering on a national platform. We're always trying to come up with new shows as well. We have Walton's World is coming out. We have NASCAR. ESPN has NASCAR again, so we're launching a race day podcast as well. And it's really twofold. One, trying to find podcasts that advertisers want to be a part of, and then also, more importantly, podcasts that our listeners want to hear. So ESPN is always trying to get to all of our sports fans at every single avenue out there. So Paskin is one of the new initiatives where we feel that we can really help them get ESPN on the go.
Corey, how are your reporters dealing with the transition from old school media into the new media?
Yeah, they've been great to work with. They're really strongly embracing it. And ESPN's been growing so much. They're kind of an innovator in the sports arena. So I think a lot of our talent is used to doing new things and embracing that. And the great thing with podcasting is that we can kind of take advantage of some of our smaller talent, and maybe just some of our ESPN.com writers, and use their sports knowledge to create podcasts there as well. So in that instance, they're definitely strongly embracing it, because they can kind of get their name out there a little bit more and get their content out there as well.
Right. Mike and Mike's one of my favorite shows, and I subscribe to that podcast as well. Are there any new things that we can expect in the near future when it comes to ESPN and their content?
We're just kind of growing every day, you know, and seeing what else is out there and what kind of demand we have from the users. The great thing about podcasting and being on iTunes is that we're closely monitoring some of the feedback that we get, which is, just from the users and what they want. So the Melrose Line is a perfect example. We had a lot of demand for an NHL podcast, so we saw that through iTunes and through some other feedback that people can submit through ESPN.com as well, through PodCenter. So just whatever the demand is for, you know, we want to create it for them.
You guys have numbers as far as, like, number of downloads, metrics on your podcast?
Yeah, it's doing great. We have, when we first launched it back in April 2006, we had about 40,000 to 50,000 downloads a week. We're now up to about 700,000 downloads per week.
Wow.
With PTI being our largest podcast, which is about 175,000 to 200,000 downloads a week just for that one podcast.
For all of our listeners who don't know what PTI is, pardon the interruption.
That's right, with Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon.
And last question for you. Who's winning the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, God. Well, certainly not going to be the New York Giants.
Definitely not. How about the Bears?
Who knows, man? Who knows with the NFL this year?
Well, I'm taking the Pats. I'm taking the Pats, man. You can't count them out. That's what I'm taking. So, we'll see. Well, I appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for the podcast.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.